I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Reality shows almost saturate TV these days. But back in 1988, reality was a novel idea. During that year's Democratic presidential nomination campaigns, filmmaker Robert Altman and Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau created Tanner 88. This was a fictional TV show shot documentary style, so it looked a lot like news coverage of an actual campaign. Actor Michael Murphy starred as Jack Tanner, a faux candidate who goes through the nominating process from New Hampshire all the way to the Democratic National Convention. Here's Robert Altman from an interview at the time.
What we're trying to do is to say this is real and it isn't real. We try to make it truthful, if not actually factual.
Now Tanner 88 is back on the Sundance Channel, which carries the series starting tonight at 9. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and reviews TV for Day to Day.
From stump speeches to backroom meetings, Altman created an eerily convincing alternate reality for his candidate, complete with a campaign strategy team and journalists that track Tanner's every move. Even when you see Tanner mingle with real politicians like Gary Hart, Bob Dole, and Pat Robertson, you're not quite sure they're even in on the joke. To further confuse viewers, Altman shot additional footage for the Sundance Channel rebroadcast. The actors slip back into updated versions of their characters for brief segments that precede each episode. Here's an older, wiser Tanner reflecting on how the game of politics has changed.
Let's be clear. There's a price to a candidacy. The more you reveal of yourself, the more your personal narrative, good and bad, becomes public domain, the harder it is to hold on to what it means. By the end of the campaign, I'd look in the mirror and say, Jack who?
If Tanner sounds a little jaded, it speaks volumes of his character. He is a man ill at ease with the cynical business of selling himself through fundraisers and advertising. But when we see Tanner in more unguarded moments, we learn he is positively brimming with idealism about what his leadership could mean to the country. Yet he can't seem to get that message across to the people. No wonder his staff resorts to secretly videotaping him under a coffee table when he delivers a spontaneous speech to them during a strategy meeting. And if you think Altman has contempt for professional politicos, Tanner 88 indicates he isn't too high on the electorate either. The voters are depicted as sheep that would be easily manipulated if they weren't so easily distracted. The funniest scenes in this series are watching Tanner getting voters' attention. He barely gets a word in edgewise at a campaign stop at a quilting bee filled with chattering senior citizens. An outdoor speech in New Hampshire gets interrupted by a passing fleet of snowmobiles.
They replenish our spirit and they soothe our... They soothe... Whatever.
Tanner 88 should be applauded for paving the way for some other terrific programs that put the campaign trail under the microscope. Like the Alexandra Pelosi documentary Journeys with George, or Steven Soderbergh's K Street, another HBO series that blended fiction and reality in the Beltway. But what must be understood about Tanner 88, or any of its descendants, is that they are far more than elaborate pranks. Their satirical edge provides perspective easy to lose in the heat of the election year, as we get bombarded with campaign propaganda. Even 16 years later, Tanner 88 still resonates. It isn't just old TV when it's ahead of its time.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. You can catch Tanner 88 tonight at 9 on the Sundance Channel.